Today, let's talk about the path to finding happiness. Welcome to episode 5 of the Elizabeth Kasuja Talks podcast. Here, we talk about mindset, mental wellness, and personal development. If it's your first time here, a very big welcome to you. I'm glad to have you here. And if you are back yet again, a special shout out to you. Thank you for listening in to my thoughts. Welcome to the podcast. I want to give a special shout out to people from Uganda, United States, Kenya, Congo, United Kingdom, Mauritius, Ireland, Spain, South Africa, and Zambia. That's where our top listenership is coming from. If I haven't mentioned your country, just let me know in the comment section, because that means you are a pioneer listener and deserve a special individual shout out. Welcome everyone. So, right to our topic, the path to finding happiness. First and foremost, there is no single way to live a happy or better life. Finding happiness is entirely about discovering your true self and what's truly important to you. Most people think of happiness and fulfillment as money, career success, fame, connections, and even social status. They spend their lives pursuing a moving target. And for most people, they have this mindset of, if only I have dash, then I'll be happy. If only I have a lot more money, then I'll be happy. If only I am famous, then I'll be happy. If, if I am promoted at work, then I'll be happy. Think about it yourself. What is it? When you think of happiness and fulfillment, what comes to mind? Ultimately, human desires are insatiable. What makes me happy, or what makes your neighbor happy, what makes your sister or brother or friend happy, may not necessarily bring you happiness. And I want to share this quote from William Irvin in his book, A Guide to the Good Life. He says, "We humans are unhappy in large part because we are insatiable. After working so hard to get what we want, we routinely lose interest in the object of our desire. Rather than feeling satisfied, we feel a bit bored, and in response to this boredom, we go on to form new, even grander desires." I think what he basically means is, as human beings, there'll always be something better. So let's say you feel that when I finally move into my own two-bedroomed apartment, then I'll be happy in life. When you finally get to a point where you are able to move into that two-bedroom apartment that you dreamed about for years, when you finally get there, there is an even better, grander goal to achieve. There is now a 5-bedroomed house. There is, a storied mansion. Like, there is always something bigger and better out there. The moment you achieve a goal you've been working towards, let's say, oh my God, I'll consider myself rich when I finally have $100,000 in savings. Or when you finally get that amount, you realize, okay, I'm now here, but I need to pay more to maintain this state of happiness. And not only that, I can even be a millionaire. So basically, in as far as happiness goes, it goes back to, how do you appreciate where you are now? How do you appreciate the moment, despite having that human urge of always wanting more than what we have? Because it's easy to get sucked into spending your precious time and the greater part of your career looking for the one thing that can guarantee a happy or better life. And no matter how good that something that you've achieved makes you feel in the moment, in due course you will definitely want something else. I think that insatiability and our human tendency to worry about things that are beyond our control are two of the main causes of our unhappiness. And I also believe that finding happiness or finding fulfillment is a process that requires a deep understanding of yourself at the core level, which takes us back to, you know, it's really important if you're going to be happy in life to really know yourself, to understand that the things that make me happy might not necessarily make you happy, and to understand that it's that difference that makes us special, and you need to invest more in things that make you happy. For example, I draw a lot of happiness from hanging out with my nephews and nieces, and someone who's maybe inspired by me might try to spend more time with the nieces and nephews in their life, but that could not be their true source of happiness because they are not me. Their source of happiness could be going shopping, traveling, playing video games. Like, it's different for everyone, so it's really important if you are going to live a happier life to know yourself and know what makes you happy. I think another key element to finding happiness is understanding what your basic drives are and ensuring that they are being satisfied. Being aware of what's important to you who's listening in, being aware of what's important to you will help you find fulfillment in life. The best way, in my opinion, the best way of living a better life is living the life that works for you. When it comes to happiness, there is no one size fits all. So the real path to finding happiness is entirely about discovering your true self. Finding happiness is about discovering your true self. If you are now wondering how to discover your true self, I think it helps to start by asking yourself some questions. What brought you a sense of peace and fulfillment when you were a kid? What are some of your happiest moments that you remember? What were you doing? What were you feeling? Who were you with? What made them so special? What are the things, what are some of the activities that you do that make you happy regardless of your financial condition? Like, even if you are broke, when you do this thing, it makes you feel happier. What are those things? As you discover what is really important to you, use that knowledge about yourself to slowly restructure your life to do more of what brings out the best in you. You know, I like reading. I really enjoy reading. And one of my favorite rabbit holes online is a platform called Quora, where people come and ask questions and other people answer them. And in researching whether people found happiness as a direct result of having gotten richer, I found a user who said, "Most people hold the illusion that if only they had more money, their life would be better and they would be happier. Then they get rich and that doesn't happen, and it can throw them into a serious life crisis." This user had just made $15 million after selling a tech startup in his mid-20s. And I'm not saying money is not important. I'm just saying that many of us are disillusioned by the fact that, you know, because I don't have the financial freedom I desire yet, that means I can't be happy. Like, I won't be happy until I have a specific amount of money. And I'm just saying that many rich people dispute that fact. Another Quora user said, "I just sold the company I started from scratch and netted about $6 million. That is on top of about $2.5 million that I had already saved through investment. So my total net worth, about $8.5 million. How do I feel? Not so different, but some of my perspectives have changed. The money sure is nice, but it hasn't brought me that final satisfaction that I thought it would. Money is a necessary but not sufficient condition to satisfaction, happiness, and fulfillment. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, whether you are rich or not, make your life what you want it to be and don't use money as an excuse. Go out there, get involved, be active, pursue your passion, make friends, make a difference in people's lives, smile, be kind, just put yourself out there. Because prosperity by itself is not the cure-all source of a good or a happier or a better life. Money is very much a necessary but not a sufficient condition for living a happier life. Finding true happiness is about discovering your true self and what is really important to you. Life needs a purpose beyond money. Your life purpose consists of the central motivating aims of your life, the reasons you get up in the morning, aside from making money. Discovering your purpose in life essentially boils down to finding those things. They could be one or two, or even more, one or two things that are bigger than yourself and bigger than those around you, a cause to contribute to, people to live for, things that bring you happiness and spread happiness to those around you, that sort of thing. It's not necessarily about some great achievement, like one event that happens, but merely finding a way to spend the little time we have here well. And when you learn to discover your true self and get in touch with that person, it gives you purpose, and that purpose further offers a sense of direction and creates meaning. So with or without money, people who are pursuing a purposeful or satisfying life or career or activity will still have a reason to get up in the morning. I had a number of resolutions when this year started, but after Corona hit and everything hit the fan, nothing is certain anymore, I kind of put everything on hold, and my one standing resolution is I want to be happier. So even when I'm going about my day-to-day life, over the past few years, I have kind of allowed myself to get caught up in a hamster wheel where I'm always on the move, always working, always on the go. I barely sleep. And for whatever reason, that has seemed okay to me for the longest time. And sometimes, even now, I'm still doing those things because they make me happy. I'm happy to stay up talking to someone who feels suicidal because I feel happy that, you know, I am making a difference in their lives. Or I'm happy to go and spend my day at Botanical Hospital talking to strangers, like just hearing their life stories, people who don't have people to visit them, just helping them feel better. It could be stressful sometimes, yes, but it's bigger than me, number one. And number two, when I ask myself, am I happier for doing it? Yes. So some of the activities you identify might turn out to seem counterintuitive, in the sense that, you know, this seems like it's also robbing me of my happiness. But when you know yourself, takes us back to that point. Discover your true self. Know what really makes you happy, and know when something is temporary sadness or temporary inconvenience that's getting in the way of your happiness. I've come to learn, and I want to share, that a greater percentage of our happiness comes from the intentional activities we deliberately choose to do that make us lose sense of our time. So, if for you, whatever that means for you, think of something that you do where, let's say 1 hour in, you're like, whoa, time flies. Whatever makes you think, oh my god, time flies, usually that's something that has the potential to make you lose sense of time. So pay attention to those things and pursue them as a way of increasing your happiness. And instead of waiting for major life changes to determine your happiness, you can pursue a variety in your everyday life. Small habits seem insignificant in the moment, but when compounded over time, they really have a way of affecting our quality of life. And when I mention habits, I mean both good and bad habits. Let's say an example of a good habit: you get 30 minutes to 1 hour in of physical exercise every single morning. In 1 week, you might not see a difference. In 1 month, you might not see a difference. But compound that time to 6 months, to 1 year, to 7 years. Our bodies are constantly changing and creating new cells. And if you're not giving your body an opportunity to do this because you are investing in bad habits, let's say you're eating junk every single day, so just replace having good physical activity or exercise every morning for 30 minutes to 1 hour to eating junk and unhealthy food for 30 minutes to 1 hour every day. It might not make a difference in that day or over a period of 1 week or over 1 month, but keep eating that junk and unhealthy food, and in 6 months down the road, you see the negative effects it's having on your lifestyle and your quality of life. So it's a good idea to invest in continuous healthy habits that can guarantee happiness in life, even when you're in the process of a major change, whether it's for the better or worse. Just invest continuously in healthy habits as much as you can, and choose a few activities that you can do that allow you to enter that flow state I mentioned, where you feel like, oh wow, where did the time go? Find those activities and invest time in doing these activities, because the most, if you're to take away anything from this conversation, I want you to know that happiness is not out there for us to find. Happiness is a state of mind. You will never truly experience happiness if you fail to appreciate what you already have. We are not rich by what we possess, but by what we can do without. And we need to take steps to prevent ourselves from taking things for granted once we get them. The things we worked so hard to get more of. And the more you practice gratitude, the more you will start to observe the beauty and blessings that you already have. When you allow gratitude to become a part of your mindset, and if you can make time to appreciate how far you've come and the people you have in your life at the moment, you will continue experiencing happiness. Personally, I am really grateful for the people around me, for the opportunities I've been given, for the life I'm lucky enough to live, but I feel as I'm doing it intentionally, until I started doing it intentionally. I had tried a couple of apps, but I would always stop the activity like 1 week of doing it. If I was really consistent, I would go for 2 weeks, and then the interest would just dwindle out until I found this app. It's a free app. It's called Presently, and it's just a prompt. It's a blank page, and you just write 3 things you are grateful for every single day. 3 things, just 3 things. I've found that with time, I've started putting 5 things, 7 things in there, because there is an option for you to, you press an icon and a whole list of all the things you've been grateful for that month come up, and you find that you had even forgotten about so many of these things. So if you want to experience true happiness, cultivate an attitude of gratitude, and remember that finding happiness is entirely about discovering your true self and what is really important to you. So let me know in the comment section how you are going to go about discovering your true self, or what is important to you, and if you agree with the message that I've shared today, comment below with "Happiness is within me, not outside me." Thank you so much. Until next week, take care of yourself and stay blessed. With loads of love, your host, Elizabeth Kasuja.